Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, and the Odd Couple crew.
Rob Parker.
That's right. And we're ready for all kinds of stuff. Thursday Night Football is about to kick off. And we got the Dodgers and the Braves. All kinds of stuff happening.
Yes, indeed. And we got our man Greg Jennings, Rob, Super Bowl champion. Renaissance man, bodybuilder, Fox Sports NFL analyst joining us at the bottom of the hour. All right, Rob, let's stick with baseball. And this is going to be an interesting discussion because it's just hard for me to believe. But the Astros and the Red Sox, for that matter, are being accused, both of them, on social media, which is not official, obviously.
Right,
there,
right.
You know, that doesn't mean it's true. But they are being accused with a little bit of, you know, with some reasoning behind it, of cheating again. We, of course, know both of these teams have been, you know, called out, what, exposed by Major League Baseball for cheating.
If you remember, and Joey Cora lost his gig, and then they hired
Alex
him back.
Cora, yep.
Alex
yep.
Cora, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Lost his gig, and he came back, Chris, after.
Right. Rob G., summarize what's going on.
Well, this started in Game 5. I don't know if you guys remember watching this, but during the TV broadcast, they mentioned that the umpires that were in Boston, Game 5 was in Boston, had to have a little conference in between innings.
Right.
Because there was a light shining on the back wall of, I believe it was, right field. So they didn't know where it was coming from. They didn't know what it meant. But Joe Buck even made mention of it during the broadcast. Hey, the umpires are very concerned about a random light shining right here
right.
on
Does
the outfield wall.
Does that mean a fastball's coming
exactly.
or a curveball?
And then,
you know, that's all you need.
As soon as it was mentioned in the broadcast, went away and never came back. So we don't know what that was about. Mm. That was just a little bit sketchy. But then it continued in last night's Game 5. Was that Game 5, right? Correct. Game 6. Whatever. Happened last night's game.
Right, right.
The Houston Astros. Now, if you go back 2 years ago, the Yankees accused the Astros of cheating, not just by using the trash cans, which they ended up getting caught for, but for also whistling as a way to relay to batters what kind of pitch was coming. They had two different kinds of whistles. One of them was for a fastball. One was for an off-speed pitch.
And if you remember, if you listen to some of the videos, you could hear it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You hear the whistle.
Like,
right.
Yes. It
oh,
was
yeah.
not like I heard the video. And you
so
can hear it.
Yesterday, during their game, you can hear an audible whistle during Yordan Alvarez when he had a solo home run. They gave him their first 1-0 lead. And, of course, social media is buzzing around about it. But it became an even bigger talking point when earlier this morning on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, they have found video of this happening throughout the series, including during Jose Altuve's late home run in Game 4.
Here we go. Here we go.
So the scuttlebutt is that both teams are doing something not above board to try to get an edge in this series.
All right, Rob, let me quickly go first. I'll
yep.
be quick. This, when I first started reading this, now look, the evidence, I mean, that's a lot of, you know, it's, again, not official. They need, you know, Major League Baseball or somebody official to really look into this. But that's a lot of circumstantial evidence.
Right. There's
right?
something there, Chris. It's
yeah.
not like you're like, oh, well, I don't hear anything or what are you talking
right,
about?
Right, right, right.
Like, it's
obvious.
Right.
And I just have a hard time believing, Rob, that after all the Astros in particular went through, but, you know, we could throw in the Red Sox too because it was only a few years ago, that these teams would have the audacity to cheat again? And you told me, Chris, yeah, they could. So go ahead. I mean, you're the baseball guy. Like, it's hard for me to believe, Rob.
I know. And the only reason I say that it's not beyond belief, because what you're saying is all rational, right? It got busted. It was a big deal.
They've been disgraced so much so,
Chris, think about this. That four Astros made the All-Star team and didn't show up in Denver because they didn't want to be booed like never before, right? In Denver in front of Baseball America. So that's how big of a deal. The general manager lost his gig. The manager lost his gig. I mean, it was a big stinking deal. Altuve, who was the darling of baseball, right? Like, this guy was, like, unbelievable. MVP, getting these big home runs. Altuve, Chris, right now has the third most postseason home runs in the history of baseball. You hear what I just said? The third most. Manny Ramirez is first. Bernie Williams is second. And Jose Altuve's third. That's what kind of footprint he's left in the game.
He'd be a legend if there were these cheating scandals.
Okay? They've gone to the ALCS 5 years in a row. Ask Yankee fans if they would love to have that, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So here's why I think it is possible, is because after all the Barry Bonds stuff, all the Rafael Palmeiro, all the
Mark McGuire,
Sammy Sosa. Chris, since then, people have been busted again on the Jews. You would think nobody would think about doing that in the major leagues or coming close to going down that road.
Right.
It ain't the numbers that of before, but some guys have been busted and suspended because they think they're smarter than everybody else. They think they got a way of masking. You know, there are people working around the clock to try to mask that stuff.
Right.
You see it in the Olympics, right, with track stars, all that, wrestlers. They try to mask so that you can't tell that they're juicing or using something. So I'm with you. It seems like it would be ridiculous to try to do that with everybody watching, but I don't put anything past people who are looking for an advantage, and I think that there's too much smoke here for there not to be some fire.
Well, let me throw this out at you, because when you and I were coming up, you know, it was kind of winked at that cheating was a part of the game. Gaylord Perry is a legend.
Yep.
And he was known, you know, it was, what is he doing to the baseball, you know, and people kind of joked about it. Phil Negro,
you know, got caught on the mound with an Emery board, Chris. Do you remember that? He had it in his back pocket. The umpire came out. There's like 40,000 people in the stands and the TV camera on them. And you got to look at the video. Go to YouTube and Phil Negro. And he pulls the Emery board out and does his hands up in the air like, what is that? I don't have anything. And it's right there.
It was such a joke. And it was just kind of winked at. You know what I mean? And both of those guys, by the way, are Hall of Famers. And it was just accepted. It's part of the game. Do you think that culture, this is what we're experiencing, is that culture run amok? Where even, obviously, the cheating has advanced with technology. And even as the Astros and the Red Sox were caught and exposed, it goes, we even saw it, Rob, with the pitching. You know, with the what they call a spider tack, whatever it was called.
Right. Goo-gate.
Is it just like accepted within baseball, we're all looking for an edge and we'll all do whatever it takes to get that edge. And if you get caught, so be it. But we're all doing it and we're just, you know, those of us that don't get caught, good for us. Like, do you think that is kind of the feeling within baseball?
I think there's a part of that, Chris, but I think that these guys have taken it to a new level. And especially what we saw, you remember, as soon as they started cracking down on the goo, you remember some pitchers had to go back. Garrett Cole straightened it out, but he had like a bad four
and
or five start.
Where it looked like he
couldn't get anybody out. And then everybody was like, well, maybe, you know, he can't pitch without it, right? Because he was bad. Then he turned it around.
And then went back and struggled again.
And then you look at, I think the technology and the stuff is like gone, you know, run amok, gone like out of control where people are like, okay, it's one thing to try to sneak a look and see what the catcher puts down, if there's a curveball coming or something.
Which I'm
or
cool
trying to
with
steal
that.
A sign. Me too.
If I'm on second base and I can figure out what the catcher, you know, sign right. is, then.
But when you're using cameras and banging trash cans and stuff like that, it's a little more high tech. And the Red Sox, you remember, it was about an Apple Watch inside the dugout, and they banned people from wearing Apple Watches during the game because they could help hitters. So I think that the Gaylord Perry thing, I remember, I think it had become, Chris, almost like a gimmick. Because he kept going back to the back of his hair like he had grease on there.
Even when he didn't. Right.
Even when he didn't, exactly. And it was kind of like to psych the hitter out. Did he just put something on the ball?
Right.
What did he just do? I saw him touch the back of his head. Oh, he's going to throw me a spitball. Wow. Right. You know, can I hit it? And then you start second guessing all that. People scuffing the baseball. That was a big thing, too, scuffing it. So that and the emery board and knuckleballs and all that. So I think there was some of that, but the high-tech cheating, I think, just like we saw with the Patriots and Spygate, everybody said, well, everybody kind of does that. Well, no one's ever been fined $500,000 like Bill Belichick, losing draft picks over it, right? And then the commissioner wouldn't even let us see the tapes, Chris.
Right, right.
So there was more to that. This wasn't what everybody else was doing. Couldn't have been.
Yeah, this is it's crazy, Rob. It's hard to believe they would do it, but you know, you make some good points. And I think, Rob, and you talked about everybody trying to get the edge, everybody thinking they're smarter than the next guy and they can get away with it. You know what I think a lot of it boils down to? Obviously, everybody's competitive and they want to win. But, Rob, let's just face it. There's so much money at stake.
No doubt.
That it is a huge temptation. Rob, if I take PEDs and that's the difference in me, say, becoming an all-star or me hitting 40 home runs versus 25, whatever it may be, you know how much money that could be?
And if you sign a big deal, you see, I mean, everybody doesn't get $300 million in baseball, but if you sign a big deal, Chris, and you use it, you don't get caught, say you sign a Robinson Cano with Seattle. Remember, he got almost $300 million, right? And then he got busted twice. He wound up getting busted. So
he gets the money.
The money, that you don't forfeit the money. He has the money. He's going to be rich for the rest of his life.
And that's the temptation, man. You know what I mean? Because it's like, even if I get caught, the players in the league, we all know what's going on. They're not going to stop respecting me for the most part. People did go at the Astros. In the league, but
I
like
think
you said,
that they felt like the Astros had taken it to another level.
To another level, but that's it, man. That's the difference between me getting a $200 million contract and getting a $50 million contract. I mean, a lot of guys are going to succumb to the chance of being busted. Right. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're going to throw it out to you. Will you be surprised if it comes out that the Houston Astros and or the Boston Red Sox are in fact cheating again? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, Chris, we all want to perform at our best, whether we're traveling, on the go,
Rob,
or even hitting the gym.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to The Zone, AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
Hey, Chris, you know the score?
No.
2-0 Braves already. I think Freddie Freeman hit a 2-run home run. I'm guessing just by looking at the box score. I don't have it on yet. 2-0 Braves. So already in first inning. Remember, the Dodgers have a bullpen game, so all relievers are pitching today. So guys are
all right.
On, so.
Let's get to these calls about the Astros. Are they cheating again? And the Red Sox.
Yep, let's do it. Let's start with Andre in Massachusetts. We haven't heard from him in a while. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on?
Good job. What's up, man? How are you?
You know what I mean? I'm trying to respect the one call a week, but if I can call more, you know, I'll certainly
good. It's allowing other callers to get in, so we appreciate it.
Yep, but we appreciate you, and we appreciate the support.
Let folks get their voice. But in terms of the Red Sox, can't speak so much for the Astros, but I don't see it in the realm of possibility from the fact that Alex Cora, he's on a prove-it deal. He has a one-year deal with an organization option. And they were just talking about it today in Boston, that option has not been renewed for Alex Cora. So I don't even see him, you know, with the stain, you know, and coming back from him being associated with what happened before, even, you know, considering it. Beyond the fact, and you have to also factor in that this is a team that we thought was rebuilding. They were trying to get themselves into a place to compete next year. So the success that they've had this season has taken a lot of people kind of by surprise. So when you get in this competitive series, I don't think Cora would go that deep into the well to try to get them over the hump into the World Series. They've already overachieved. He's proved his point. He's going to get that next year to continue this progress. So from the Red Sox standpoint, I don't see it in the realm of possibility. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, but I don't think they just started in the playoffs. You know what? I get what Andre's talking about, but – like, the Red Sox did come out of nowhere. Chris, you remember they're hitting home runs like crazy.
They totally
like
came
setting an all-time record for home runs. I mean, like, you were like, wow. Like, the record was 25, and they had 23, and they played, like, 10 less games than the other team that set the record.
Yep.
It was that big. So, 877-99 on Fox. If you want to jump in, we will take your call on that. Does it matter if the Astros, Chris, make the World Series, or as far as just, you know, where you are with them, or if they make it this year, they make it?
Well, you know, Rob, my feeling has been assuming the Astros haven't been cheating, which is what I've been under the assumption of up until today.
Right. Up until
I actually thought it was good for baseball that they would be so good after they were caught cheating, because it would kind of validate their greatness. Like, they didn't need that. You know, like, one thing I always say with Brady and Deflategate is once those balls were discovered, Rob, and they, you know, they made sure they were playing with the, you know, regulation balls, they kept rolling, you know, the Patriots. And that shows, look, okay, even if they did do it, they still were dominant without it. So I looked at it like the Astros, these dudes are great even without the cheating, so I thought that validated it, the championship, a little more, because they may have won it even without the cheating, and it made baseball look better. It made that championship feel a little better, you know what I mean? Feel a little cleaner. But, again, it's still hard for me to believe that they would be that brazen to do it again this soon after the same guys. Like you said, they were so shamed that they didn't even go to the All-Star Weekend. And, Rob, you know, if you're a player,
That's not automatic.
I would love to go
that's
to
not
the
automatic.
All-Star
you
game.
Know that, to go to be an All-Star. It's not
that's
automatic.
That's such an honor, you know, to be there with the best players in the league. And, I mean, who wouldn't want to do that, you know? Right. So,
hey, let me give you this quick little update. Joe Kelly started the game for the Dodgers. Chris, he just came out of the game. It looks like an injury because it was the trainer who walked with him back from the mound. He was pitching to somebody with a 2-2 count, and they called time. He went out, and the trainer came and talked to him, and he's out the game. So another apparent injury to the Dodgers. You know, they are just it's falling apart just everywhere. So
right.
2-0. Braves are still batting in the first inning. But I get your point. Right. If they would have fallen off, like, totally, then you would say the only reason, because Altuve bounced back. Remember, he had a bad year last year.
Yep.
He really struggled in that 60-game season.
No doubt. And now, like I said, if they're caught cheating again, Rob, come on. I don't know what you're going to do with these guys. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. You'll get a chance to weigh in again next hour. We got Greg Jennings, our all-around Renaissance man, coming up in a few moments. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a world-class bodybuilder. He's a Fox Sports NFL analyst. And now we want to congratulate him. He is now a member of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Give it up for our man, Greg Jennings. Congratulations, brother.
Mazel tov. The way you left Green Bay, I can't believe this. I'm just calling.
That's why you my guy, Rob. You keep it real 100.
I keep it 100. Am I right? Come on, Greg. You were not happy with the way it went down. You won a Super Bowl with them. You were a big-time player for them. But it didn't end that rosy, and it doesn't always, like, tie back up in the bow. That's a good thing on both sides.
To me, does that make it better? I mean, obviously it's great either way, and you always want a good relationship with the organization. But that just, to me, says this dude was so good that even though it didn't end well, we have no choice but to put him in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it does feel good. I think for a lot of those reasons that you both are mentioning, Rob, you talk about it not ending well and then it tying back up into this bow. That's ultimately what you want out of relationships, no matter what. Like, yeah, we might have differences, but we can still come together and make something special happen when given the opportunity. And for me, man, it means a lot because this is where I spent most of my career, is where I was drafted. And I put a lot of work in that uniform, man. Right. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it definitely feels great. It's a true honor. I didn't expect it. I'm being honest. Like, I played and I wanted to accomplish Pro Bowls and Super Bowl, obviously, and All Pro and all those things, but I never even thought Hall of Fame. Like, NFL Hall of Fame, Packer Hall of Fame, I never even thought Hall of Fame at any point in my career. And so for this to have happened, it's a true honor, and I'm excited and ecstatic for the ceremony.
You know what? I'm going to say this real quick, and Greg, that's why I think, like, Calvin Johnson squabble with the Lions over a couple $100,000 just doesn't make sense. Like, that's the only place he ever played, Hall of Fame player. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, you want to be attached to a team, right? Like, you don't want to be estranged where you can't go anywhere or people don't recognize you. So I'm glad for you, and I hope Calvin and the Lions, you know, get it together as well. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that they will. But the word you use is strange. I think that's a very fitting word, because nothing about me and who I am wanted to leave Green Bay the way that I left. Obviously, emotions got the best of me, and they do for a lot of people. But talking about me, that was not characteristic of who I was or indicative of who I was throughout my career, my tenure there. So for it to tie back up into this bowl, it feels really good.
Greg, let me ask you this as we get into the football. I don't know if you ever had a torn labrum, but obviously Baker Mayfield is going to try to play the rest of the season when he comes back with a torn labrum and have that, you know, surgery at the end of the season or in the offseason. Odell Beckham Jr. has said he's been playing with that for years. Have you ever had that, or at least been around enough players that have it, had it,
to know how painful or how tough it is to play through that?
You know, I haven't. I've been around. I haven't personally. I've been around some players that have had torn labrums. It's painful. It's something that you can definitely play with. Quite honestly, a lot of guys play with it, but I don't want to undermine them by any means.
Right.
Because any type of an injury, it limits you from being at your complete potential. Let's say that. And so for Baker Mayfield, I totally understand his rationale why, and I think we all can understand it. Like, this contract year, like, I can't right. not play. After coming off the season that they had last year, experiencing that type of a high for the Cleveland Browns organization, getting back into the fold of playoff play, and then him wanting to be solidified as a franchise player with a long-term deal, it matters. It matters. So torn labrum and all, yes, I'd see why he would suit up.
I want to get to Miami and the rumors about, you know, maybe Deshaun Watson being traded, and that kind of came out, and some people say, no, it is not that imminent or whatever. But what does it say about Tua? And we saw it last year, Greg, where they gave Fitzpatrick, you know, the starting job, and he was in and out, and then there was talk that they were going to draft a quarterback. They backed off of that. And now this has resurfaced. And then the other part is Houston, when Tua was mentioned, they were like, they want to trade for him, but they don't want Tua in exchange. Like, Tua's not wanted a part of the trade. What are we missing? Is there something going on behind the scenes or in practice that they know about and the teammates know about that maybe he's not that good? Or what are we missing here?
You know, Rob, I think that's what everybody wants to know who's outside of
right?
of the Dolphins organization. Because when you look at what his body of work was during his tenure at Alabama, it's like, okay, this kid has one of the brightest upsides at quarterback coming in that draft class a couple years ago. And you look at how things have unfolded for him, and people can – they can wash this away as if it's nothing all they want, but the fact of him not being a captain on his team says a lot.
That's another one, from a yes.
From a guy who's been on a team and been a captain and not been selected captain at the same time. Like, you know, like, at quarterback, it's almost a given that this is going to be our captain, because they're seen across the board. Every organization, every franchise, that's the player. That's the franchise. That's the face of the franchise. Even if it's not the future of the franchise, typically your quarterback is going to still wear that C on his chest. So for those players to not select him as a captain this year, that kind of raised my antennas on, okay, something's up down there that no one's telling us about.
Greg, Pat Mahomes leading the league in touchdowns with 18, but also has 8 interceptions, 2 more than he had all of last season, 3 more than he had the year before that. And, you know, some people are looking at him like he's not the same guy. David Carr wrote a column this week saying the downside of his game is catching up with him. I think it's yes, he's got to stop throwing the interceptions. I personally, though, am not worried about him and think he's still the best quarterback in the league. What are your thoughts? Is all this, these alarm bells about him, are they legitimate or not?
Yeah, they're legitimate because we've never seen them before. We've never seen it like this. But let's not act like quarterbacks just go through their careers flawless with just seasons of just never throwing high interceptions. Yes, we were spoiled by his standard of play coming out of the starting blocks. And so when we see that, and that is your starting benchmark, and you fall anywhere underneath it, we're going to be critical. Because it's like, oh my gosh, he's falling off. Well, no, he's not falling off. He's normal. He's human. He's a player, and he's having a bad stretch. And it happens over the course of a career. What it will show us, if Patrick Mahomes can kind of find his way through this and still be a Hall of Famer or still allow his team to go deep into the playoffs, it's not going to be a hit on Patrick Mahomes. This is normal career, normal quarterback, normal athletic play that I think we kind of put under a microscope because of how he started and how he displayed this maturity and this ability to protect the football. But no, this is him forcing the issue. Look, we've compared him to Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. Well, he's a gunslinger. We know he's going to take chances, and he's been able to get away with it. And this year, it just hasn't. He hasn't won more than he has, or as like he did in the past, I should say.
Greg, real quick, we got about a minute. Did you like Aaron Rodgers when he saw the fan in the stands with the double bird say, "I own you. I've always owned you with the Bears"? What'd you make of that?
Yeah, man. Look, man. So the only time I really talk trash.
Was it punching down?
What? Look at Chris. Chris is such a
killer. I'm just
saying. No.
If Tom Brady went to the Jets and was like, "I own you. I've always owned you," wouldn't you be like, "Come on, Tom. Jets? Who doesn't know the Jets?"
Chris, understand this. We've all been in that competitive moment where he talked about blacking out. You don't really black out. You just are like, "Look, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. This is how I really feel. I say this behind closed doors, but I've never said it publicly."
Right.
Like, "I own you." Like, he didn't say that. He didn't say that thinking, "Oh, they're going to catch this." He said it as a real feeling of, "Look, I've been dominating y'all, and this is what we're going to continue to do. You can give me the birds if you want to, but this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my duration and career here in Green Bay to the Bears." So I love it. You probably have never experienced that because always got beat up on the basketball court.
Oh, see, look at you. Hey, you saw the video, right?
Oh, that—that
saw? Did you see this guy?
Did
you see this guy?
Oh my!
Shot around the world.
I did see the video.
Greg, how terrible is that?
That could have easily been you, Buckland, who the one I schooled. That could have been you, Greg. You know that.
Let me tell you something, man. I'd have shoved that back down your throat.
At least when I put up video. Me making a basket, it's against the Hall of Famer.
It was on a girl.
Would you stop?
Yeah,
she's a Hall of Famer.
Am I wrong? It was on a girl. I'm just
Nancy
saying.
Nancy Lieberman is a Hall of Famer,
incorrect?
Greg.
I don't care.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's our man, hilarious. Greg Jennings. All right, brother. We appreciate
Thanks,
you as always. Congrats again, man. Great job.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. You will not believe what Andre Iguodala just said about Kyrie Irving. We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the A Couple, Chris and Rob on a TV theme song Thursday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, the NBA has released its top 75 team. Now it's all out. A couple things. One, all 50 from the original team made it, which we both thought was appropriate.
Okay, I was going to say, remember we thought that there were people being taken off?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad to hear that because it doesn't make sense. Like, I was on the top 50, but I'm not on the top 75 list. So that totally makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, and I think it keeps us honest with errors. You know, because a lot of people might choose 40 people from this era if they could, if not more, right? And you're belittling the past, especially the 50s and 60s. People
exactly.
were really,
and that's
you know,
a part of the league history.
Guys. Right, right. And you have to measure guys in their era.
Right. Not now, right.
Right.
Like you can't look at those guys and go, "Well, they couldn't play today." No, back then, they were the best athletes.
Right. And what I say, Rob, is look, superstars, which all these guys are, obviously, superstars of any era could be at least stars in every era. Give Bob Cousy film study, better sneakers, charter flights, weight training, nutritionist, year-round play, the whole nine yards. And you can't tell me he wouldn't be a great player. Like
100%,
today.
100%.
You know? So that's how you got to look at it. But I thought that was a good move. Couple things. Dwight Howard didn't make it. I personally don't have a huge problem with that. Tracy McGrady did not make it. I don't have a problem with that either.
That tells you about Tracy McGrady and his Hall of Fame entry. It does.
I wouldn't say that because you got more than 75 guys in the Hall of Fame.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that to be one of the great, you're not one of the greatest players in the era, Chris, and you're in the Hall of Fame.
What do you mean era? Well, but again, there's a lot of guys who aren't on the top 75 that are going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I'm talking about of the people who have played during that time. I don't know how many of those guys, the new 25 that they just added, are Hall of Famers or not. I'm just saying it says something about his career. But go ahead. I'm curious about some other names.
Damian Lillard made it.
I think that's
a little bit of a surprise.
That's premature.
Well, he's played what does he play, Rob? Do you check it out? 9 years, something like that. He's played for a while.
I think that's premature.
Yeah, Kyrie didn't make it, and that did not sit well with Andre Iguodala, who said this, Rob, that Kyrie Irving not only should have been top 75, he's top 20, at least. Meaning he might be top 15, top 10 for all Andre Iguodala cares. Rob, Kevin Durant, now this was all on social media, Instagram, whatever. Kevin Durant co-signed it, that Kyrie Irving's a top 20 player of all time. I think, Rob, trying to explain their mindset, I think what they're looking at is if you just look at skills and who's a baller, Kyrie Irving, you compare him to Bob Cousy, to Hal Greer, to Sam Jones, those guys back in the day, they couldn't hold a candle to Kyrie's skills, his handle, his shooting ability from three, so on and so forth. And again, Rob, number one, that's not how you look at it. You can't disrespect these guys' eras because, as you said, they built the league. And number two, accomplishments does have a lot to do with it. And while you can make an argument that Kyrie should have been there over Damian Lillard, if you want to make that argument, there's no way you put him in the top 20.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's just lunacy.
But I think that it tells you about, and this is, you know, it's human beings, Chris, making a list. This is what we talked about before sometimes. Kyrie is on that page, and people recognize his talent or whatever. But if Kyrie was Joe Regular, I don't think he'd be left off that list. I don't. Not for his abilities. Won a championship. You talk about making one of the biggest shots a big shot in the NBA.
Right.
That fueled the 3-1 comeback that had never happened in the history of the NBA. I can make a case for him, especially over Damian Lillard. But I just think that there's a anti-Kyrie thing.
No, his behavior definitely played a part. I think also, Rob, the injuries, I think that would play a part. And I would say that because I do think he and Damian, I think there's a strong argument there. The thing is, Damian has proven that he can at least lead his own team to not a championship, but consistent playoff success. Like, he did get to a conference finals with his own team. You know, Kyrie has never really led his own team anywhere to any type of significance. So I think that's one of the arguments. But their numbers are very similar. Dame scores a little more. He's been in a position to do that. Hadn't played with the guys. Kyrie's played with assists. Neither one of them is a huge assist guy. But the bottom line is Kyrie ain't top 20. All right, we got an hour left. It's the Odd Couple. You know what to do on this TV theme song Tuesday. Lock it Thursday.